This is Tuesday, January 13th, 2015. Familiar voices return to WoW podcasting. There are patches and updates happening almost everywhere, and this week's Spotlight interview heads into the heart of the storm. This is Realm Maintenance number 128.
When the servers go down, we'll tell you what's up. You're listening to Realm Maintenance.
Ladies and gentlemen, assassins and specialists, podcasters and podcastees, welcome to Realm Maintenance. I'm Ro, and thanks as always for listening. You know, it's great to have things back to normal after the holiday break and the yearly maintenance episode. I mean, there's plenty of podcast news, Hunts of the Wind and Battle Pets each set in something for this week. And of course, there's plenty for people to talk about now that a PTR is on the horizon for WoW and all of that. So, yeah, you know, things are pretty much back to business as usual for the show. Everything is just the way it usually is. Well, almost everything. Here is the rolling restart.
This podcast is a part of the Signals Media All-Star Network. For more information on this and other fine shows, go to signalsmedia.com. It's okay to stick our stuff in your ears. Really?
Are you confused yet? Well, that little bumper you just heard is what you'll hear at the end of each episode going forward, because as of now, Realm Maintenance is part of the Signals Media All-Star Network, joining shows such as Convert to Raid, Torrent Think Tank, The Starting Zone, My Epic Heals, Stormcast, The Converted, and over a dozen others. Now, to most of you, this won't mean much of anything, but I'm sure there's a handful of you that have questions, perhaps the biggest one being, hey, Ro, didn't you say that Realm Maintenance would likely never join a network? Yeah, I did say exactly that, and sometime in the first 50 episodes of the show, I probably said it two or three times. And trust me, I tried to find the clip of me saying that just so I can make fun of myself for now changing my mind on it all. Well, as Garrosh Hellscream says,
times change.
So, why did I do it? It's never really been as much of a question as why as it had been of why not. See, early on, I didn't want to really be officially connected to a network because I felt that if I did that early in the show's life, people would assume that I'm going to show favoritism to shows from whatever network I aligned myself with, or perhaps purposefully avoid shows from competing networks. Not that networks really even compete with each other anyhow. That's just not how WoW podcasting works. I think that after 120 plus episodes, you folks know by now that I'm going to talk about big shows and small shows, new and old, clean and explicit regardless. Of course, there are a few shows I don't mention anymore simply because they requested as much. But outside of those few exceptions, there has not been any bias, nor will there really continue to be any. As to why I'm doing it now, well, really, it's just a matter of associating with a cool group of shows produced by some pretty cool people. And honestly, Signals wasn't the only group I thought of, and there's plenty of good reason to have joined other networks, and again, doing this will not change anything as far as how I cover shows that are part of other networks, or independent shows, or how I get along with people from wherever they align themselves with. Really, what this change means for you as a listener of this show is that you'll hear that bumper at the end of it, you'll see a Signals Media logo on my website, and in the near future, there will be a forum for the show, which is pretty cool because that will give you a place to post ideas for future interviews, ask questions about podcasts, podcasters, and much more. The Extended Maintenance Podcast, which, if I'm not mistaken, we'll be recording episode 2 this week, is also joining Signals Media as well, and I'm really happy about that. So, there you have it. The more things change, the more they stay the same. And at the end of the day, you'll still be hearing the same show you're used to, you'll have another way to interact with the show, and that's really about it. That said, I want to extend my thanks to the folks at Signals Media for welcoming me to their network, and I definitely look forward to what the future holds. Speaking of the future, there's plenty of future to quickly talk about as we go around the world of Warcraft, and more, in 80 seconds. Today marks the launch of the closed beta phase for Heroes of the Storm. Once you've unlocked 10 heroes and reached level 30, you'll be allowed to participate in ranked gameplay in the Hero League. The closed beta also introduces Thrall to the roster of playable heroes, the addition of a new battleground, and draft mode hero selection. You can check out the new content during tomorrow's Brawl with the Blues on twitch.tv/blizzheroes at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The first build of the patch 6.1 PTR client can now be downloaded, and data miners have already discovered several items of interest, including the identity of the upcoming legendary follower. Pet collectors will be happy to know that pet drops are being added to bosses in the Sunwell, Mount Hyjal, and Black Temple. This early PTR build also contains new items and content for Garrisons and the Darkmoon Fair. Patch 2.1.2 was taken down from the Diablo 3 PTR, and while there was no official confirmation at the time of recording of this episode, it is highly likely that the new patch will be live this week. Season 2 is planned to begin 3 weeks after the new content goes live. And finally, Blizzard's trademark applications for Overwatch were suspended last week, though given the nature of the suspension and communication with the first applicant for the Overwatch trademark, it is likely that this suspension is only temporary. And that's your news. I'll be back with this week's podcast spotlight after the overly dramatic news with Hunts the Wind.
Blade Master undefeated in battle, but loses to contractual fine print. It's the overly dramatic news. I'm Hunts the Wind. Given the limited number of personnel the Horde and Alliance were able to bring to Draenor, one would have thought that such a gifted warrior as Lantrasaur of the Blade would have been welcomed into the battle against the Iron Horde. But after Lantrasaur signed on at the local garrison, he was stunned when the sergeant-at-arms took a look at his personnel file, handed him a shovel, and pointed him at the garrison quarry. It turns out the sergeant noted the orc had done some excavation work to earn money for his blademaster training, and due to a recent unfortunate cave-in, the quarry was short-staffed. Needless to say, Lantrasaur was not pleased, and filed a contract grievance with the Draenor Followers Arbitration Board, claiming he had not signed up for such a menial job. But today the board ruled against him, pointing out the contract specifically said services as required by the commander. As to his side claim that being underground was preventing him from keeping up his swordsmanship training, the board noted that he was free to train on his day off, and any degradation of skills was likely to be minor in nature. Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at OverlyDramaticNews.com or follow me on Twitter at Hunts the Wind.
Today marks the beginning for the closed beta phase for Heroes of the Storm, Blizzard's entry into the arena of free-to-play hero brawler games. Although only thousands have been able to access this game prior to today, that hasn't prevented the fan community from creating several podcasts, including Heart of the Storm, or just HotsCast for short. And this week I'm happy to have the crew behind HotsCast to talk about the journey they made together as Heroes opens up to a larger player base. Rillandoon, NerdyChart, and Fimless, welcome to the show.
Hello!
We're recording this about almost 2 weeks before closed beta starts, but people will be hearing this on the first day of closed beta for Heroes of the Storm, so I figured what better time to interview you guys and talk about your show and talk about the game itself. So, Rillandoon, you're kind of the ringleader here. How about you talk about how the show got started?
Certainly. Last year, BlizzCon 2013, they introduced us to Heroes of the Storm. And of course, for anybody there or for anybody who's watching the live stream, it was to much joy and surprise. I mean, everybody was really stoked about it. Up until then, we've kind of only heard of this game referred to as Blizzard All-Stars. It was kind of a side project of the StarCraft II team because it's pretty much built within the StarCraft II engine. And myself and Jaych, anybody who is big into Diablo, especially Wizards and the Wizard community will know Jaych. He's a community MVP there. Also a good friend of the show, Shattered Soulstone. He and I were on the show floor and we were playing Heroes back and forth together. And we kept calling it the wrong name. He would call it, he was calling it Heroes of the Swarm, and I was calling it Heart of the Storm, just because, you know, Heart of the Swarm had just come out for StarCraft
right.
2. And so that's kind of where we got the idea to kind of play on the name. And as soon as the convention was over, I knew I had to start a show about this game. I was so stoked for it. And just mentioned it to Mike, and he said, hey, I'm in. Let's do it. And we ran with it. And I think, what was it, episode 3? Something like that. Very early on, we invited Kaylee onto the show because she's a big League player. Obviously kicked our butts in League when we first started playing together. And she's kind of been on ever since. She just keeps showing up each week for the recordings. And I mean, I guess we don't want to be rude and tell her not to you know, talk. So we just let her on the show.
Correction, I only show up when I don't fall asleep.
This is true. No.
Reading a book.
Yes, reading a book. Yes. No, actually, Kaylee is a huge part of the prep for the show. She's awesome. She takes care of writing all the show notes and everything for me, which is great. But yeah, that's basically how the show was born. Mike and I have known each other for many years. Actually, I was a guest back in, 2010, I think, on Twist Another Blogcast. Mm-hmm. And so we've been kind of podcasting together since then. And that's how the show was born.
Since your show is called Heart of the Storm, what is it about Heroes which grabbed your heart and made you fall in love with the game?
Oh, good question. I would say it's just the fact that you can play any and every possible combination of people from the Blizzard universe. I mean, I've been playing Blizzard games since Lost Vikings, and the fact that, you know, I can play anybody that I want within Diablo, within StarCraft, within Warcraft, and, you know, soon to be Overwatch and soon to be Lost Vikings. I mean, that is just the most bad censor myself comment that
it's okay to say badass. I won't.
Oh, okay. I mean, that is just the most badass thing I could have ever thought of. And when I heard about that at BlizzCon 2013, I like lost my mind. I was so excited. And I know that, I know Mike through a mutual friend. And when I heard her talking about this new podcast, I was like, oh my God, I gotta get in this thing somehow. This is gonna happen.
Well, definitely a part of it was also the Blizzard universe, that it is based in the Blizzard universe. It has all these characters in the Blizzard universe. But additional to that, one of the things I really liked about it was the simplification they did on the genre. They ripped out a bunch of stuff. And this is something that Blizzard is known for in general. You know, they take something that already exists and they just improve upon it in their own way. And from what I saw and the iterations they did on it, it really looked like they were going in the direction that was really going to make this fun game and keep it fun.
How much experience do each of you have as far as other similar games, MOBAs, however you want to call them?
I mean, I got up to level maybe 5, I believe, in League. Mm-hmm. Before playing, before we actually started playing as a podcast together, in the months after BlizzCon, before the alpha launched, I went on to like level 13 or something along those lines. So I did. I mean, I had a decent amount of time into it. Toyed around with Dota 2 a little bit, but that's really it. I actually enjoyed watching it. I would watch League being streamed quite often. I didn't play it. I mean, I certainly watched it more than I played it. I think Mike, I mean, I'll obviously let him answer for himself. I think he's kind of got a similar answer to that to me, but Kaylee was definitely a
yeah. I didn't play a lot of them prior to hearing about Heroes. I played a little bit in the past, but had kind of not gotten into it, mainly because it was just kind of a steep learning curve in many ways. And having Kaylee to help us kind of get into League really helped out a lot. We knew we kind of went in there in general because we knew we were starting this podcast and there was no Heroes to play. So we're like, okay, we're going to play League. But, you know, we all were kind of into it casually. And then I know I got much, not necessarily hardcore into it, but I played it like to the exclusion of all else for a very long time, until Heroes came out. I don't think I've played it again, but I think I got to like either just before max level or max level, and was I don't know, I was pretty into it and definitely watched it a lot and still enjoy watching it. It can eat away like an entire day at work if they're streaming the game.
Oh, sure.
You can spend the whole day just watching League of Legends stuff. So
and I loved watching the
I've also played a bunch of the other ones, other MOBA games because of the we were doing the show, so I tried a bunch of different things, Dota 2 a bit, and you Smite, know, a few of the other Strife. Ones that came out, Dawngate and Strife and Smite and all these other ones. And so, but League is probably the one I have the most experience with in, and really it's just a few months because then Heroes came out and that was it.
Right.
Well, for me, I had quite a few friends and also my significant other playing League 24/7 and asking me, why the heck aren't you playing this game? And I'm sure this will come to much anger from listeners, but I did not like Mists of Pandaria at all. And so for me, I really didn't want to play it, even though I had been immersed in this game for 8 years. And so it was an easy detachment for me to switch over to League, even though it's not the same game. But I wanted to hit 30. I wanted to start playing ranked matches. So I started playing and didn't stop for the entirety of 2013. And by the time that I met these guys, I was obsessed with the game and playing 24/7.
Cool. Well, I do like that there's a little bit of difference between you three then, in that, you know, there's at least one of you who has a fair amount of playtime into this kind of game. So it adds a little bit of diversity to the three of you there. Now, as far as the format of the show goes, Rillandu, can you talk a little bit about what kind of things you guys cover on a typical podcast? And I know we talked a little bit pre-show that you're going to be making some alterations to the format, likely with the beta now opening up.
Yeah, certainly. You know, we've actually, in the last few weeks, few months, have been kind of shifting around the format of the show a little bit. Basically, what we really want to concentrate on is just kind of the fun of the game. You know, we don't want to be a podcast that's dealing with, you know, the hardcore min-maxing elements of it, which, I mean, we'll touch on those, but really we really want to cover the love of the game, you know, the surrounding meta of the game. Kind of that's kind of the take on the heart of the storm. That's the heart of the Heroes of the Storm, you know, the love of the game. So the community, you know, the esports aspect, kind of all of that that goes into this this game in total. And as you mentioned in the pre-show, we were talking about that now that the beta is going to, or well, yeah, it's going into closed beta, into the beta version of the game. We're also going to start featuring segments that will help introduce players that are new to the genre. And this is actually something we talked about last year when we first started the show. But since we've been recording it now for a year, we've kind of moved away from that. But I want to get back into that aspect of it, because there are going to be a lot of people who are going to sign up for the beta and the game is going to show up on their Battle.net launcher and they're going to say, hey, this looks cool, let me check it out. And then they're going to jump into a genre of a game they've never played before. And they're not going to understand things like map awareness and how to ping the map and what that even means and certain things along those lines. So we're going to have some features coming out, you know, featured segments in each episode that are going to cover the little things, the little, not so much even strategies, but nuances of the game that somebody who's only played World of Warcraft wouldn't understand, or only played StarCraft probably be a little bit better, or only played Diablo wouldn't understand, or even Hearthstone. I mean, a Hearthstone player jumping into Heroes would be completely lost if they've never really played anything in that genre.
Yeah.
So it's something we just want to.
One of the things I think that can also help with, because some of these people are coming in, is also the idea of some of these people may not have played games where they're interacting with in this kind of team format.
Right.
So, you know, there's some, not that we say, you know, they'd be rude or they wouldn't be rude or whatever, but there's some like things you do and things you don't do, or suggestions we have on how to get along with your group, or, you know, the things that, you know, the standard way of talking so you can actually understand what people are saying. Like if someone types something into chat, you're like, I don't know what you're telling me to do, you know, that would kind of suck for them.
General
so
etiquette
if, things, yeah. Etiquette and also understanding some of the lingo, especially so that someone says, oh, go blah, 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 you know, they'll know what that means and they won't go, what are you talking about?
I think so, Mike's thinking back like to that. The days where I was teaching him how to play, or teaching him about how to play League of Legends. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Don't do that. Real hug the turret.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Zagar is not melee.
All right, I'm not good with Zagar, right. I admit it.
So just, I mean, like, especially the lingo to me, like there's so many things that I think people don't know when someone will say, oh, blah, 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 this is, you know, why are you doing that? Or, you know, right. I told you to go do this. And you're like, I didn't know you told me to do this, because they didn't understand what you were saying. So, I think that will definitely help.
Yeah. I mean, even something simple is when someone in chat says go bot, a lot of people have no idea what that means. It means get in the bottom lane, but that's a little thing. It's a tiny little lingo thing that is very important to the flow of the game. I type every match the first thing. These guys tell you the first thing I type, GLHF, every time. And I've had people ask me, what does that mean? Like, you know, even something so simple as that, you know, good luck, have fun. But it's just, there's little things, little etiquette things that can help people get into the experience of it and enjoy it that much more because, you know, they don't have to face such a steep learning curve. That's what we're going to try to help them with.
I know that, like, say, Town Hall Heroes is really, really focused on the esports and competitive scene, and they do, like, in-depth hero analysis where it looks like you guys are trying to kind of going more big picture, and it seems like to me you guys are approaching it from more of a casual standpoint. Would that be accurate?
Oh, you just used Real's least favorite buzzword. I would say, our stances, and I know that it's something we've collectively discussed, is trying to focus on the fun aspects of the game, reasons that we really love Heroes, and why we think that you all will love it when you get a chance to play it too. And so we really try to focus on that. But more importantly, we've all been in that position where we're new to a game, or maybe we've played a game, but we're not that great at it. And we want to be good at it because we enjoy it. So we're just trying to take that stance of, these are our tips and tricks, and this is what we've learned in our journey with the alpha that can help you guys out as you get into the beta and into the real game as it comes out.
Yeah, I'd love to at some point get some of the people who aren't necessarily quote-unquote casual, some of the esports people and whatever on, to kind of give their tips and things like that, where it won't necessarily cater to the people new playing, but the advanced players who want to move into even more advanced or, you know, be even better. And so I like the idea of the hints and tips and tricks and stuff aspect and giving that to our listeners.
Yeah, the focus is
of any type.
It's kind of a broad stroke focus. I mean, it's not like we don't want to zero in on any one particular aspect. We really just want to cover the whole meta of the game, of the community, of, you know, it's kind of a very macro view of everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of, just to make another podcast comparison here, since you mentioned Shattered Soulstone earlier, Shattered Soulstone, I think, kind of takes a very similar approach with Diablo, whereas, say, a show like Westmarch Workshop goes really more into the game analysis and what legendaries are best and what builds are best, theory crafting and such.
The best in slots. Right.
All right.
That's a perfect comparison.
Aside from just having more characters, and maybe if there's a specific character that you think should be in the game, that feel free to mention that too. But what do you feel at this stage in the start of closed beta? What is Heroes of the Storm missing right now?
It's definitely missing more maps. I mean, there's not a lot of map variation right now. And, you know, you can hear us audibly groan every time we get a certain map when we're streaming games. And I think a lot of the community feels the same way. You know, we have played these maps to the point of, dare I say, boredom sometimes, you know.
It's funny considering that the other games have like one or two maps, if that.
Whatever.
You have a valid point, and I've actually felt kind of the same way too when I get certain maps. Like anytime I get for me it's the Raven's Raven
Cursed Hollow.
Cursed Hollow. Anytime I get Cursed Hollow, I just... Ugh.
Based on that topic, I think the parallel comes from, you know, obviously my most played game in this genre will be League. In League, the game isn't map-focused. It's not necessarily those tight mechanics-focused. It's about champ select, and it's about how you play your champion. So they don't release new maps. They release a new champion, like, every couple of months. And you see that. I mean, it's like, new champ, new champ, new champ. So that's kind of, like, I think what we're all craving right now with HOTS is new map, new map, new map. Because we've played the mechanics on these maps so much that we're craving more. And it's kind of that same parallel between other MOBAs, how they handle adding new content.
Absolutely. Well, time will tell as far as that goes, and time will tell as far as just how big Heroes of the Storm is going to get. I mean, a lot of people wonder, can this be a game that goes toe-to-toe with League of Legends? And it took League of Legends a little while to become as as crazy big as it is, but it didn't take as long as some might think. And I'm really interested and excited to see what happens with Heroes of the Storm. I'm really hoping that it just catches fire, just like Hearthstone has before it, as far as a free-to-play game goes. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to hearing you guys talk about it. And I would like more people to be able to download your show, check it out, catch you guys live, and do the same. So, Rill and Dune, how about you tell folks where, when, and how they can listen to Heart of the Storm?
Absolutely. You can find us anywhere you can download a podcast as Hotscast. iTunes, Stitcher, whatever your podcatcher of choice may be. That's H-O-T-S, cast, Hotscast. You can find us streaming live on twitch.tv/Hotscast. We record the show live Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, and you can hang out in the chat. We interact with the chat constantly. The chat room is a big part of the show, so come, you know, watch us record the show, and then immediately following the recording of the audio show, we then stream a live match, and we'll often pull in members of the chat room into that match, so you can actually hang out with us in game. We are on Twitter at Hotscast. You can reach the show hotscast@gmail.com, and pretty much any platform that we could think of to register the name Hotscast, we did. So Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, Google Plus, it's Hotscast pretty much everywhere.
All right, sounds good. Well, once again, Rill and Dune, Nerdy Char, Filmless, thank you very much for being on the show this week. Have fun in the closed beta of Heroes of the Storm, and we're going to head out with a short clip from one of the most recent episodes of your show. Thanks for being on the show, guys.
Thank you very much for
having us. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm really thrilled for this next stage in the evolution of the game. I'm looking forward to ranked play absolutely coming out. I am looking forward to what can happen when the floodgates open. You know, it's going to be a new community.
Faster games,
yes.
Not faster games, but faster queues. Few times.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, just in the over, like, the metaverse of Heroes. Mm-hmm. It's going to be really exciting to see what happens when the game truly goes to the masses. When, you know, it's not just... What's that?
It'll be disruptive.
Yeah,
not in a
exactly.
bad way, but in a way of change and causing change.
No, exactly.
Getting
Absolutely.
Additional feedback and things that people thought, okay, we just accept it or whatever. Maybe these people will complain about, or maybe they'll like something, or who knows. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like if we had, you know, the, not heirlooms, what were they called? trinkets, not trinkets. What were they called? Please remind me. Come on, don't toy with me. I'm really tired. What were they called?
Huh?
The thing.
Artifacts?
Yes, thank you. You're toying with me, man. You're just stringing me along.
Sorry, I was typing about Smurfs in
I was waiting.
Twitch chat.
Haribo Smurf gummies.
Yeah. It just shows up as blue in Twitch chat for me, too. It's just Smurfies.
What was I saying? I don't even know. Oh, yes. If artifacts were introduced
in the
beta, maybe there would be more people who were on my side of the argument.
And so it would have gotten rid of it faster.
No, so they would have gotten rid of it slower. They still would have gotten rid of it, but it would have been slower.
But there would have been even more people complaining about it, and so it would have been even faster.
I think we would have at least gotten some kind of a statement about it instead of just yank.
Nope. Exactly the same thing.
I'm still. But that's one of the things I'm really excited to see. Like, you know, are we going to see more coverage? I'm psyched for that. You know, more talk in the industry. I mean, IGN Arena. I don't know if you guys ever watched that on YouTube. It's funny. They call it a podcast. It's only available on their YouTube channel in video. So I don't know why they call it a podcast. But their graphic has Uther right in the middle. But they mostly talk about League and Dota. And, you know, Smite and whatnot and Strife. You know, the other things kind of filter in, but it's mostly League and Dota. Now, granted, the one host was Leah B. Jackson, who now works for Riot Games. And the other main host is Mitch Legarry. No, Dustin Legarry. Mitch. Destin Legary, Mitch Dyer, sorry. And he's like hardcore Dota 2 player. So I understand why, but Uther's right there in the center of the image. So I'm hoping once the game goes to beta, it will draw the attention of some of those big outfits, you know, the IGNs of the world and whatnot. Which in fact, mm-hmm. I actually saw him in the media. I'm pretty sure it was Mitch Dyer that I saw in the media. It was either Mitch Dyer or Destin Legary, one of them, in the media area at BlizzCon. And I wanted so bad to go up and talk to him, but I didn't want to bother him. But I listen to podcasts on Locked all the time. That's the Xbox podcast on IGN. So it'll be cool to see some bigger coverage of Heroes. Not that I'm saying I want people to not focus on the little guys like us, but, you know, it'd be cool to see, other than IGN.
Thanks again to the crew of HotsCast for being on the show this week. The full interview will be up soon at realm-maintenance.com. Let's move on to this week's Blizzard podcast news. It's a new year, so let's start with a new podcast. Saturday Morning WoW is a podcast focused less on news and more on roundtable discussion topics that usually deal with WoW and occasionally other Blizzard games. The show is hosted by Ginger, Ben, and Will, two of whom you may remember from Epic Podcast. The show's website is still in development, and livestream recordings are a couple months away, but for the time being, you can catch the first episodes at epicpodcast.com or the iTunes and Stitcher feeds for Epic Podcast. You can follow Saturday Morning WoW on Twitter at @SMW_podcast. After a several-month hiatus, a new episode of Skolnik's Warcraft Less Traveled has appeared on iTunes, Stitcher, and WarcraftLessTraveled.com. The latest episode tells the tale of the grave of Ray D. Tyr. This podcast contains a great collection of stories about the secret quests, hidden destinations, and forgotten NPCs of the World of Warcraft, and even if you've never listened to a single episode, I recommend you check it out. For updates on future episodes, follow the show on Twitter at WowLessTraveled. Another unique podcast making its return is the Lockheed Journals, a radio drama-style series set in the World of Warcraft. The relaunch places Edgar Lockheed in the Lunarfall garrison on Draenor, having been assigned there to be both jailer and partner to his former enemy, Shen Rainbringer, to assist in the war against the Iron Horde. The first episode is available right now on iTunes and Stitcher and features the voices of Mark Conan from Torn Think Tank and Haster from Group Quest. Meanwhile, the crew at Group Quest came back to discuss followers, patch 6.1, things learned in Warcraft, and more in the show entitled Pepe People Plaguing Power Player Progression, which can be found at thegroupquest.com. Okay, come on. Seriously, is that the title for this episode? Man, that had to be DG. Katie and Eric, back from a long holiday break, discussed tips and strategy for Agonizer Stones, Blood Somethings, or was it Something Bloods, garrison buildings, pets, and a whole lot more in episode 97 of 30 Minute Cooldown, which can be found on Stitcher, iTunes, Facebook, and 30MinuteCooldown.com. On episode 214 of The Sundering, Zia and Rayfist are nowhere to be found. Apparently, Sayre's love for bacon has driven his regular co-hosts away from the show. Not to worry, though, as Will from the D20 Crit Network joins Seraphis to talk about the latest consumer electronics show and Warcraft news. More importantly, though, about a week ago, the show announced a huge contest that will run throughout the year. It's a photo scavenger hunt that will award prizes at the end of each month, along with a big giveaway at the end of the year. Rather than read all the rules to you right now, I suggest you go to thesundering.net, click on Contest at the top of the page, and while you're there, take a listen to the latest episode. Speaking of contests, The Instance is giving away a signed Warlords of Draenor Collector's Edition, and it's not that hard to enter. All you have to do is go to theinstance.net/contest, fill out the short form, and you're good to go. It doesn't hurt to follow @InstanceShow on Twitter to find out when other giveaways are happening, and as always, you can listen to the live recording of the show on Fridays at noon Eastern Time by clicking on the live feed link at theinstance.net. This contest ends on January 16th. It is with a heavy heart that Leviathan and Nineball say goodbye to Westmarch Workshop co-host Archon, as he will be dedicating more of his time towards pursuing a career in game development. Diablo 3 news has been slow, but the hosts still have plenty to discuss about the upcoming patch 2.1.2, thoughts on how Season 1 played out, and as always, feedback from their listeners. Listen to Archon's final episode of Westmarch Workshop on iTunes or at blizzpro.com. Episode 41 of The Meeting Stone is raid-ready as they take a closer look at Hymal, the ogres that inhabit it, and prepare for the start of Warlord's Endgame. Also, what's up with Tanan Jungle? Mike just noticed it existed the other day. For more revelations, check this show out on iTunes, Stitcher, or TheMeetingStone.com. The Battle Talk podcast is no longer affiliated with GameBreaker TV, but that doesn't mean the show has come to an end. Battle Talk still records on Tuesdays at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can catch the recording at twitch.tv/Zista, spelled XIZTA, or you can watch the video on demand after the fact at youtube.com/deadzista. The latest posted episode had Missy on as a guest for what could be called an impromptu episode 8.5 of Conspiracy Craft. As always, Battle Talk thrives on your questions, which you can send via Twitter by including hashtag BlizzardBT, and while it doesn't exactly have an official Twitter account, you can follow at TotalDeletion to keep track of show announcements. A couple of podcasts have changed their live recording times this past week. The Chaos Portal now records live at 2 p.m. Eastern Time every other Saturday. You can find that podcast at chaosportalshow.com. Meanwhile, the Stopcast podcast is hijacking your late Sunday nights and can now be found by clicking on the live feed link at stopcast.net at 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays. On episode 252 of Hearthcast, it's time to return to Pandaria and exact revenge on all those people who handed you a beatdown in Myst. Root and Freckleface talk about this and much more on this podcast for casual players covering Warcraft and the rest of the Blizzard universe, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, or Hearthcast.com. And last but certainly not least, Alternative Chat has released the first of the 5-part 10 Years, 10 Questions documentary series of podcasts, which examines responses given to the 10 Years, 10 Questions survey this past August. You can listen to part 1 on the iTunes and Stitcher feed for Alternative Chat, or by visiting the podcast section at alternativechat.net. And that's your podcast news. Well, almost. There is one last bit to talk about, and I'll get to that and wrap up the show after we find out what Aludra and Ben are up to on the next episode of Battle Pets.
Aludra the Mage here.
And I'm Ben the Mage.
Ben, what's that in your left hand?
What, this? That's my wand.
No, your left. Seriously, dude! You don't know your hands?
Oh, the left one, right. That's Mr. Snugglebutt.
Oh my god, I'm going to steal your Mr. Snugglebutt. Wait, Ben?
Sorry, he gets my item level to 657. I need him for my DPS set.
And I need him because he's clearly the cutest puppy in the world! Oh my god, Ben, you can't just use him like that. He needs the cuddles! The cuddles!
I give him plenty, but I guess if you just want to borrow him for transmog, go ahead.
The puppy is mine!
Well, while Aludra is transmogging her gear, make sure to check out episode 58 of Battle Pets, My Offhand is a Puppy, where we talk about boss battles, what pets you can find in Gorgrond, and of course, team building. Okay, Aludra, I'll take him back now. Aludra? Oh, crap, where did she go?
Ben is done.
So I did say there was one last bit of podcast news to talk about before we end up the show for this week, and that is something for Azeroth Roundtable. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I proposed the start of what is called the Celebrity Murloc Theater Challenge. And if you've never listened to Azeroth Roundtable before, they have a segment in the show where usually near the end of it, Celebrity Murloc Theater happens, and that's done by a listener of the show sending in their impersonation of a Murloc or their impersonation of a celebrity doing a Murloc, or it could be some other sort of formed audio bit using Murloc sounds and already produced audio stuff. There's a wide variety of things it could be, but at the key of it, Murlocs. Just gotta remember Murlocs. Now, last year, there weren't as many Celebrity Murloc Theater segments as I wish there were. So I thought, why not do something to change that? So I decided to do this whole Celebrity Murloc Theater Challenge thing and proposed that for every week that Azeroth Roundtable gets a submission for Celebrity Murloc Theater, I will donate $2 toward a charity of John and Ben's choice. Now, that charity was chosen to be Child's Play, and John and Ben are each going to donate $2 as well for every segment that they get for that. A listener of their show is also going to join in on donating $2 for every segment, and so has Jocelyn from The Angry Chicken, who was a guest on the last episode of Azeroth Roundtable, in which I submitted the first piece of Celebrity Murloc Theater Challenge material, which you just have to go listen to check out. It's it broke Ben again, I will just say that. Anyhow, I would like you guys to submit your own Murloc impersonations or celebrities impersonating Murlocs or some other sort of weird audio Murloc bit for Celebrity Murloc Theater. You can send that to azerothroundtable@gmail.com. You can also get in on the whole pledging $2 per segment thing. Basically, this means that if there's a Celebrity Murloc Theater segment for each week that the show is out there, which is pretty much every week, that means that you might end up donating $100 to Child's Play, which really isn't all that bad. So I'm really excited about this, and I can't wait to see what you folks submit. And hey, maybe we'll even get more on the donating bandwagon. Who knows? So once again, you can send your submissions or other emails to azerothroundtable@gmail.com if you want to be a part of the Celebrity Murloc Theater Challenge. And that sound means your update is complete. It's time to press the play button and ponder how you are going to protect Pepe from not getting killed when taking him on a strange inter-transdimensional journey defeating Warlords of Draenor bosses in the new achievement coming up for 6.1. Yes, that is actually a thing that's happening. As always, folks, let me know what you think of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. If you'd like to help support what I'm doing here on Realm Maintenance, you can go to patreon.com/realmpodcast and pledge as little as a dollar a month, or you can donate to the show using the PayPal button found at realm-maintenance.com. 100% of the money the show receives takes care of hosting costs, post-production, and future giveaways. I did update the Patreon page recently and restructured it a little bit, so check that out if you're interested. Realm-maintenance.com is also where you go to find the weekly podcast roundup or sign up for the RSS feed. It's also the home of Extended Maintenance, which you can find at realm-maintenance.com/extended. And like I said earlier in the show, we should be recording episode 2 of that sometime this week. So be sure to check that out. I believe we are going to be talking about many things to do with garrisons. If you're a podcaster and have news about your show or a promo to send in, or if you're a listener with questions about WoW or WoW podcasts, or podcasts for any Blizzard game, and for that matter, send those emails to realmpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow the show on Twitter @RealmPodcast or follow myself @Rowow, spelled R-H-O-W-O-W. Next week, we'll geek out over the present and future of Warlords of Draenor with a pair of hosts from the Geeks of Azeroth podcast. Until then, I've been Ro, you've been you, and Realm Maintenance has been completed. This podcast has been a presentation of Realm Maintenance Productions Copyright 2015 and is distributed by Signals Media. Check out this community of podcasts at signalsmedia.com. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks again to Rillandune, Filmless, and Nerdy Char for being on the show this week. Thanks to everyone in the Blizzard podcast community for the retweets and for getting the word out about the show. And thanks to you for listening.
This podcast is a part of the Signals Media All-Star Network. For more information on this and other fine shows, go to signalsmedia.com. It's okay to stick our stuff in your ears.
Really?